We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school cross country. Harlan is off to a solid start on the season for both boys and girls. They lost some key runners from last year, but have some talent coming back. Already a couple of meets in the books for the Cyclones. Zach Clausen, head coach for Harlan Cross Country, with us here. And, Coach, how do you feel about the start of your season so far?
We've been racing well. We start training right at the beginning of June, and then we go about 5 days a week. So I thought participation was really good this summer, and you could tell coming into the regular season after dead week that kids were in pretty good shape, and it's translated into running well so far in a couple races we've had.
Well, on the boys' side, you finished fourth in the early bird at Shenandoah, sixth place at Glenwood. What has stood out so far for the boys' runners?
I think coming down to it, like Jeffrey, he's finally healthy this year. He kind of struggled with his legs and feet last year, and it seemed like over Christmas break, wintertime, whatever, before track season, he kind of got himself back to 100% and had himself a good track season where he qualified for state as an individual. And then he's healthy now, and he's running really well. He put a 16:40 out, or 42 out, the other night, which is really fast, especially, you know, for that Glenwood course, a lot of hills on that one. And Eric, I know he had his race at Shan. He wasn't super happy with it, but then he popped a 17:02 at Glenwood. So I feel like he's back. You know, Shenandoah, he didn't finish last year. He went down. So mentally, I think it was just trying to get over that hump at Shan, and now he feels good about things and he's ready to go. I think the other runners are doing pretty good. They've moved up from last year. I think we've cut 25 to 40 seconds off those kids' times as well. So, you know, the top's moving up and getting faster, and the bottom is too. So that's good to see.
Yeah. So who are some of those other runners that are rounding out your varsity lineup?
Nathan Sandquist and Kobe Kimmon both ran varsity for us last year, but we picked up Brogan Schackinger. He's a freshman for us this year. I think he was third at the conference as an eighth grader last year, and he's running really well. So I'm hoping to see big things out of him and get him down into the 17s here sometime soon.
And if I'm not mistaken, you don't have a senior on this year's team for boys.
No, no senior boys. So hopefully we'll keep them out, maybe pick up a couple new ones for next year and try to grow this thing back up. This is about the lowest numbers we've had in probably 10 years. So we got to get some more bodies out there. You know, you got to fight off injuries and things like that and have bodies to fill in. Plus you need your varsity runners to be competing for spots so they can get better. So hopefully next year we'll grab a few more bodies and we'll get some more competition in practice. But this year they're competing pretty well with the small group we have.
What injuries did Jeffrey Gross go through, and, you know, how has he been able to work himself back into shape to lead this team?
I just think he went to the doctor and kind of got some orthotics and things like that. His feet just weren't lining up with the shoes very well. And then all of a sudden it works its way up your legs and things just start to break down. So he was a pretty good kid. He fought through a lot of that stuff and ran pretty well for us this year. But he's kind of next level right now. So we hope to keep him on pace. And he's not a real vocal kid, but he definitely leads by example for sure.
Well, on the girls' side, it's been an impressive start, winning both meets at Shenandoah and Glenwood in the team competition. Obviously, you don't miss Lindsay Sonderman any. I'm sure you do, but it's obviously kind of – you got to be excited about the start that these girls have had so far.
Yeah, we lost a couple big-time runners for us between her and Briley last year, pretty consistent being number one and number three runners for us all year. But, you know, Ashlyn stepped up. I think she was 19th last year at state meet. You know, the top 15 go out on the deck and get recognized and medalists and stuff like that. And I thought she felt like she should have been up there, and maybe she didn't have the race she was planning on at Fort Dodge last year. And I think that's been motivation for her. So she does a great job. She learned a lot from Lindsay last year, and now she's starting to teach Julia, freshman girl that came in this year. She was conference champ last year. And just kind of leading the other girls as well. And I don't know, she's putting some good times up. She got a high 18 the other night, and we're hoping to get her a little bit lower yet.
So, Ashlyn Round, you're number one, only a sophomore, so there's a lot of upside there. Who's settling in at the number two spot there?
Yeah, Julia Heslink, Eric's sister. She's running really well for us as a freshman. And she's gaining confidence. Just adapting from that 2 mile middle school race to the 5K is a big step. And it hasn't seemed to affect her that much. She came in, she was very consistent this summer, getting in there and working and just kind of hanging on Ashlyn's hip and in the training runs and things like that, and just learning from her and how hard to work every day. I just, in middle school, talent can get you over the edge, but once you start racing 9 through 12, you got to put in the time and practice, and talent's just not enough. And I think she's a hard worker, and it's going to pay off for her in the long run here. Allie Anderson, Aspen Beaker, both ran varsity for us last year. Who else we got in there?
You got two seniors.
Anyway, we've been pretty consistent. I think they've been working pretty well as a group, you know, not putting each other on an island. I think Allie and Aspen came across line within 1/100 of a second of each other there the other night. Ava Friend also in there in that top five area. Sadie Alberti, she's trying to come back to us. She had a hip flexor issue this summer, so she's just kind of starting to get back in shape. So we're expecting some big things out of those girls as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, a young roster there. You have two seniors that are listed, Lily Schekinger and Corey Smith. But it's going to be hard for them, I imagine, just to crack the varsity lineup.
Yeah, they're right on the verge. Lily and Corey are right there, probably 8 and 9, 9, 10, somewhere in there. You know, we talked yesterday about if you're not going to come to practice and work very hard and you're in that 5, 6, 7 area and 8, 9 area, those could interchange pretty quick if you can get after it in practice and just kind of get through some mental hurdles. That way the race is a little bit easier. So, seemed like practice got picked up a little bit yesterday. So that was good to see.
Yeah. Well, and those are going to be the key spots if your team is going to want to, you know, qualify, and go far this year. You know, what do you need from these girls, especially towards the bottom of your lineup, to help everybody else and maybe as a team get a chance to run at Fort Dodge?
Yeah, I think we definitely have to grind it out at practice. Everybody's got to be competing to get in that top five every day at practice. We talked a little bit. You know, we're excited. You come off of two big wins against some really good teams. And we can't peak now, and you know, we can't plateau. We got to continue to grow because everybody's going to get faster just by getting more miles underneath them, getting a few more races in them, gaining some confidence and knowledge of courses. So every day in practice, they just got to come in and compete. And we talk about off days and recovery days, and those are the days where you can ease up and relax a little bit. But on interval days or long run days, it's got to be all you got.
So coming up here on Tuesday, you have the Gary Meyer Invitational, which is at Lamar's. So a little bit of a trek up north. What do you expect from the competition in this next meet?
There'll be some good teams on both sides. LC's not going up this year, I see, but it'd been nice to race them again just so we have a little bit of familiar foe going up there. You know, Unity Christian's always good. Spencer's always good. Sioux Center, I think they're ranked above us right now, so that'll be good to see them. And just a bunch of individuals as well, a couple of healing girls, and just seeing teams that we don't see all the time. We jumped in that last year just so we could see some different competition instead of racing against all Southwest Iowa teams all year. So last year we ended up winning that as a close one with LC on the girls' side. And Sioux Center is right there. I think it was 7 points separating first and third. So it's going to be a battle up there. It's a tough course. It's pretty hilly. So it'll be good for us to get up there and just see some new bodies and compete against some of the better runners on this side of the state.
Well, you won't see LC until they come to your place on September 27th. And then you'll see them a lot after that. So be good races here as you go through the month of September. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to your runners. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you. You need to take care.
Zach Clausen, head coach for Harlan Cross Country, with us here on KSOM.